Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer. Every week it's food, wine, and fun for your ears. And I'm so glad you were with us today. And I hope you caught the first part. The Winemakers of Paso Robles is a beautiful book. Photography by Julia Perez. And then, of course, Paul Hodges did the writing. One of, course, the focuses in the book, number 11 out of the 50-plus winemakers profiled, is Daniel Dow. He and his brother started Dow Vineyards in 2007 and have done amazing work in this very short 10 years. Daniel, I was cruising the website. I have as the wine of the week the 2016 Cabernet. It's part of the Paso Robles collection. And then on your website, you've got the estate collection and the reserve collection. And I browsed down, and this is really good stuff for a winemaker, not so much for a consumer. Sold out, sold out, sold out. I love it.
Yeah, we make five Cabernets. What we're known for is for Cabernet. So when we came to Pasto, we really started the new Cabernet wave, which I'm happy to say that many producers today, including many Rhone producers, are jumping on the bandwagon and really believing that, you know, we can make a product in Pasto that can compete with Bordeaux and compete with Napa and other great regions that make great wine. So we do make five levels of Cabernet. The least expensive one is the Dow 16 Cab that you were talking about, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. The most expensive one is about $300. It's called Patrimony. It's unfortunately sold out for about 5 years with a long waiting list. It's a beautiful wine that's just received few 99s and high ratings by pretty much most of the critics. The 2016 Cabernet is a wine I've been making now for almost 10 years. It's a gorgeous wine. It's a wine that's received very high ratings, over 90s, from the Wine Advocate, from Spectator, pretty much every year. The 2015 received a 93 by the Wine Spectator, which is very rare, and from the Wine Enthusiast as well. And I can tell you, 2016 is the best Dow Cabernet I've yet produced in that skew. What's nice about 2016 is when I was asked to comment about the vintage, I said if there was ever a perfect vintage, 2016 would be it. I believe that we made our best wines in 2016. It was a year that was warmer in July, but then came August, everything cooled down, and it allowed us to have a very long hanging time, which really allowed us to achieve beautiful ripeness and have beautiful integration of the tannins with the fruit. This 2016 Cabernet is one of the only wine on the market in that price range that is hand-picked and hand-sorted. Every grape that made it in there is hand-picked and hand-sorted, and that's super rare because sometimes, you know, I mean, in order for you to get a product that's hand-picked and hand-sorted, you have to pay at least $50, $60, $80 a bottle. And for that price range, you don't find a product like that. It's phenolically speaking, it's a very intense wine. I would say it's probably in the top 5% darkest Cabernets we've measured, phenolically speaking. And for a $20 cab, it is darker than most wines that sell in Napa that are over $100.
Yeah.
So you get a big bang for your buck. It'll age very well. You know, we've been making this for a while, and I can tell you the first vintages are still drinking extremely well, even though they're 10 years old. So it's a wine that will also, you know, get better with aging. However, it's enjoyable today, and I highly recommend, if you love it, to just drink it.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Bordeaux, and since you're a son of France, we just came back from a 14-day trip, and we spent most of the time in Bordeaux, and magnificent wines. We had really a lot of fun. But what I love is, when I was doing some research and getting ready to do this show, I found a great article about the Judgment of Paso, where a bunch of high-quality Cabernet-based wines were paired blindly with some great sommelier judges from Napa and, from what I understand, from France as well. And Paso had a great showing, including most of your wines. Really took top honors. What a great deal!
Yes, no, we're very humbled by these reviews and these scores for sure.
Well, I haven't been to Paso, like I said, for 2 years. I'm going to try and go next year for the Cab Collective if they do it again, which I'm pretty sure they will. It's a great event. And, folks, if you want to learn more about Dow, there's links at Good Life Guy, but it's DAOUvineyards.com. And more importantly, if you want to learn more about what's going on in Paso, it's simply PasoWine.com. There's a link at Good Life Guy. It's just, if you're planning a trip, wineries, restaurants, events, lodging, transport, anything you can think of, and great individual bios and things of the folks that are making it, including Dow Vineyards, and Daniel and his brother George are well represented there. Make sure you tell George I said hi, and Daniel, next time I come out, I hope I can come visit the winery. I've been past, but I never was able to stop by.
Oh, absolutely. I count on it. I look forward to taking you around and showing you the vineyard and tasting the wines, through the wines.
Well, best of luck to you. I hope Thank Mother you. Nature continues to be good for the duration of the rest of 2017 harvest, and I can't wait to try the 2017 products that you guys produce. Have a great weekend. Daniel Dow, folks, I'm glad you tuned in. I hope you'll come back every week here on KNSS 1330 98.7. It's the home of the Good Life. Go to goodlifeguy.com. You'll learn more. You can get links to the podcast and all that sort of thing. And, wow, good stuff. I'll see you next Saturday right here from the Good Life studio.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.